Boy, action-packed right up to the end of the show. This next half hour, we'll bring in MSU football coach extraordinaire Mel Tucker at 8:35 and MSU basketball coach extraordinaire Tom Izzo at 8:49. That is still to come. But, of course, since we have our women who lead at Joe Muir's Seafood tomorrow, we're doing some things that we would usually do on Friday, which would include this. It's time for
Show. Plus.
Now, I noticed Sean filled in for me the other day, he did not participate in this. It was just the two of you saying movie, show, plus. I'll have to ask him if he doesn't like that.
I think he did last time because I shamed him.
Oh, you did
one
shame
time
him.
He didn't do it, and then
I heard one time when
seriously?
He didn't do it. Now,
yeah.
I don't think Ann likes it, but I don't know. But it's what we do. It's part of what we do. And as somebody just texted saying, whatever we do, they enjoy it and find it entertaining. And thank God for that. God bless you. And it wasn't even a relative of mine. But anyway, Greg Russell is here. Dana Clark.
Hello.
and three movies? Three?
Yeah. And this is like a fun week for movies. I mean, these are all just fun. They're comical and just getting us all ready for the holidays.
I got to tell you, I saw some promos for like movies that are opening on Christmas and they were appalling. you know what I'm talking about? I mean, they were appalling. They were just
right.
Silent Night, Death. I mean, it was like stupid stuff.
There's one next week you're not going to believe. I'll wait till then to tell you about it.
Well, now I got to sit on the edge of my seat. All right, well, let's talk about Will Ferrell and Ryan Reynolds getting together.
Yeah, this is, like I said, this is one of the funny ones. This is another remake, really, of the story of Scrooge. Ryan Reynolds basically is Scrooge, and Will Ferrell is kind of like Marley, who comes back to try and teach this guy or show this guy how he's going wrong. Ryan Reynolds, his character, he runs a tech company. Believe it or not, that's, you know, kind of like the big thing now. But he is just taking advantage of people. So Will Ferrell wants to show him the ways he's been going wrong and how he can help people out. But they've just got, Ryan Reynolds is just one of those guys who, I wonder if a lot of his lines are actually in the script or if they just let him go. If you've got a smart tail remark to say, go ahead and say it right then and there. Because he's just funny as all outdoors.
Let's listen to Spirited.
On a bitter, cold Christmas Eve, one dark soul is selected for redemption by the ghosts of Christmas past, present, and yet to come. A tradition that continues to this very night.
Like a Christmas carol?
Yes, yes, if you would just let me get this out, sit.
So out of all the people on the planet, murderers, people who do gender reveal parties, I'm the guy you're going to haunt.
You know what? Forget it.
I told you, the guy is a level 20 Bane in the Dickens.
First, we have to say Movie Show Plus is sponsored by Wiggly's. So
yay!
That's important. Okay, Spirited, this is a musical. Greg, please tell me it's good. Please, please, please.
It's a musical, and it is funny. It's on Apple TV, so as we always make the joke, you're not spending any money, you know, if you want to kick back and really watch it. But it's just one of those where it's just so off-the-wall funny, because obviously we've seen both of these guys do comedy before.
How many Wiggly's corned beef sandwiches out of four? What are you giving it?
Out of four, this is a three for funny.
Oh, that's good.
Again,
I like that.
Yeah, it's
I'm
just
watching
one of those,
it.
Like I said, you're just going to kick back. You know, you're not going to sit there and, you know, cure the world's pains or anything like that. You'll just sit back and laugh.
All right, let's hear a little something from Slumberland.
Welcome to my world, kid.
Slumberland, the world of dreams.
Your dad and I were partners a long time ago.
Your Flip, he told stories about you every night.
Keep a low profile. We're not here to have fun.
You said we weren't here to have fun.
I said, you're not here to have fun. If I'm not having fun, I'm doing my job wrong.
All right. What do you think?
Well, this is another one. This one's on Netflix. So, again, as we always say, it's free. It's all about a little girl whose father runs a lighthouse, and he winds up disappearing. But she wants to go out and find him. So she winds up going to Slumberland. You know, like all of us, when we go to sleep and we have these dreams, we don't really know what's going on in our imagination or where it's going to take us. For some reason in her family, they know where the dreams are going to take them. So, you know, she goes to sleep, and looks for her father along with her uncle. And it truly is a kid's movie. Cause all the kids like it because of the adventure. The moms like it because of Jason Momoa. So,
so you're going to give it three sandwiches?
Three kids.
Kids all right. Three. And finally, you didn't see the menu, but I'm sure people are looking forward to that.
Oh, I truly am. I was out of town, unfortunately. It's got one of my favorite people, Anya Taylor-Joy, and also Nicholas Holt. And it's about this couple that travels to this island to go to this exclusive restaurant, only to find out there are a lot of weird and surprising things.
Very good. It's called The Menu, and we're out of time. Thank you, Greg Russell, Dana Clark, on Movie, 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 Show, Show, Plus.